Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
Good morning, East Coast 5 a.m. This is Pat Kenny calling in from sunny South Florida for this week's edition of Patterday. Today is Saturday, March the 9th. Can't believe how fast this month has gone by already. I do hope everyone did have an awesome week and was able to tune in some of the great calls from Lisa Shinati, as well as an awesome Tactical Tuesday from Jason Posnick. If you did miss any of those calls, please, as I do every week, I urge you to make sure you check out the wherever it is that you listen to podcasts. And while you're there, please share it with someone else that you think may benefit from the group, or just re-listen or give a first listen in case you didn't get a chance to see them live. So I want to start this Saturday morning or whenever you listen to it, if you're not here for the live call, just a little kind of, I don't know if I'll call it a kick in the ass, but a little reminder, so to speak, right? And I think anyone who's moderated these calls, you know, sometimes they're a little cathartic, right? We do some of these calls to remind ourselves of things that we also want to share with other people. But I heard a great quote that, you know, it has embodied over and over again in different variations, but I happen to like this particular one. So it says, if they don't have what you want, don't listen to what they say. There's no greater waste of time than justifying your actions to people who have a life you don't want. So we start to unpack that a little, right? In our worlds, every day, opinions come from every direction. Everyone seems to have a thought on what you're posting on social media, what your marketing looks like, what your sales presentations look like, what your dialing habits look like, what your overall work ethic, your behavior, blah, 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 blah. Anything you could think of, people have an opinion of it, right? Obviously, people are full of a lot of things. Opinions is just one of them. And feedback, while super valuable, is so important to be distinguished, right? It's critical that we distinguish what feedback and advice is that moves us forward and criticism that's just to, you know, really just to hold us back, right? I think that quote serves as a powerful reminder to really just focus on what matters. It's about alignment, right? Ensuring that you're spending time with and following and paying attention to the people, the mentors, and the advice that you want to take to heart, and that they're in sync with where it is that you want to go. If you think about someone who doesn't embody the success or the values that you aspire to have, how relevant is their opinion to your journey, really? They're not going where you're going. So who cares how they got to where they are or what their opinion of your journey is? There's an underlying message about, you know, trust and selection, I think, in that quote as well, where you have to trust in those who have already walked the path to make sure that you're following those steps. Because let's be serious, we're probably not reinventing the wheel, right? And you have to make sure that you're selecting the right people to pay attention to, just like you did when you selected your goals, right? And make sure that you're paying attention to those things. And then I think it also challenges us to really stand firm in our conviction. I know it's easy to hear all the outside noise, right? If you remember from any of these calls over the last couple of years, there's a great quote that Byron espouses quite a bit about the man in the arena. If you haven't read that or heard it, go look up The Man in the Arena. Wonderful, absolutely spectacular quote on the same kind of vein, right? Where if someone doesn't share your vision, don't bother paying attention to what they say. It just dilutes your energy and your focus. Your journey, your goals, and the actions that you take to achieve them are yours and really yours alone. No one else is going to help you be successful. They're going to be there along the journey, but you're the one who has the vested interest in getting to achieving your goals and getting where you want to go. So how do you apply that, right? Well, I think number one, make sure you surround yourself with the right people. Seek out the mentors and the role models who embody what you want to do and what you want to look like and the values that you share, not just the end success or, you know, the bank balances. That journey, which obviously will have lots of successes on its face, also had a lot of failures, and that's a roadmap that can guide us. And then secondly, I think just as important, making sure that you can filter feedback. Right? Not all advice is created equal. You have to think about the source of where it's coming from. If you wouldn't go to someone for advice, then you really shouldn't listen to their criticism. And then make sure you're spending your time wisely. You've talked about that a lot myself on this call, as well as lots of the other moderators. Making sure that you're spending the minutes where they're going to be best served, right? Every minute has a job description. Making sure that you're spending that time the way you're supposed to. And remember that your journey is your journey, right? It's personal and it's unique. And the paths that you choose, the decisions you make along the way, and the advice that you both receive and seek out should all contribute to the vision that you have for your life in the long term. So make sure you surround yourself with the people that not just inspire you, but that you can also learn from and who have walked that path before you, and focus on what really drives you. I hope you have an absolutely awesome Saturday, a wonderful rest of your weekend. We'll see you back here Monday morning, live at 5.